I grew up in a little town called Twin Branch, up in a holler.
You might remember Sabrina Schrader from a story we aired in September, when Schrader shared what it was like for her growing up in McDowell County.
I have many memories of running from my father. He beat my mother many times, terribly, over and over again. He blamed her for everything. She couldn't do anything right. And my mom tried to protect us because she told me that when I heard my dad start fighting with her, to run. And we did. I have three younger siblings, and so many times I would hear my dad hitting my mom, and I would gather my three younger siblings, and we would climb out the window, and we would just run.
Late last month, Schrader shared part of that story with the Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions.
I have seen many die before their time. I've had family members, friends, and classmates all die young. The death started a couple of days after I was born, with my mom's favorite aunt dying. Later, one of my best friends died from a drug overdose. This past year, both of my stepsisters died.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont hosted the hearing to highlight a new report that says Americans living in some neighborhoods have lower life expectancies than people living in Ethiopia and Sudan. The report, Left Behind, Widening Disparities for Males and Females in U.S. County Life Expectancy, was released in July. Although the average life expectancy for the country increased, the study showed that there are pockets of communities across the country that are dying much younger.
It's kind of heartbreaking to hear that just because you're from a certain place, you're likely to die young.
Schrader hopes her testimony will make a difference.
I thought it was very important to speak about what I've seen happen and compare it with the latest research to figure out what we can do to change things in West Virginia and other places who are suffering from the same problems.
Let's break down the numbers. The life expectancy for American females is 81 years. In West Virginia, Marshall County has the longest life expectancy for women, with 80 years, while those in McDowell deal with about 6 years shorter lifespan. The life expectancy for American males is about 76 years. For West Virginia men, the longest life expectancy is in Monongalia County at 76 years. And once again, McDowell County men have the shortest life expectancy in the state at 66 years. Those numbers also rank McDowell County on a national level. Women have the second shortest life expectancy, while McDowell men have the shortest life expectancy than any other county in the entire country.
Some say poverty is a death sentence. Frankly, I don't know how many times I've been given that death sentence. Even before I was born, doctors were questioning whether or not my mom should have me because she was 16 years old and her future and mine looked bleak.
McDowell County has suffered major job loss and mass exodus of people after many coal mines have closed. In 1950, there were close to 100,000 people. The population has plunged to about 21,000 in 2012. The median household income in McDowell County between 2007 and 2011 was about $22,000, far less than the national median of about $53,000 and even West Virginia's median of $40,000. Dr. David Kendig with the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute has studied and mapped population health for decades. He joined Schrader to speak with federal lawmakers on this issue.
This hearing shines light on something that many people don't yet understand, that while health care is necessary for health, it is not the only nor even the most important factor in producing longer, healthier, and more productive lives. Health is produced by many factors, including medical care and health behaviors, but equally importantly, or more importantly, issues like income, education, the structure of our neighborhoods, as my colleagues have been showing.
The common theme across the panel seemed to focus on education and income.
The bottom line is we will not improve our poor health performance unless we balance our financial and policy investments across this whole portfolio of factors.
For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.